Happy birthday to Dimitris.
Thank you.
Welcome to Influencers Cafe on the birthday of Dimitris Lagios.
Hello.
So the last time we talked about Greece, before the Euro.
Yes.
After the financial crisis. And stuff about the European Union and trade.
Yeah.
So how are you doing today, buddy?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. What was the highlight of your lockdown in Greece birthday?
I wasn't locked down because we were moving from house to another house, so we are on the road, not locked.
Okay.
So we were the lucky one. We had a paper that the contract of the new house, so no one asked for it, of course, but we had it with us, and we were moving. The whole 2 months we were moving, we were too busy to be locked down. Okay. So no lockdown for us, just walking, moving and stuff.
And when you
and all, sorry.
What is the state of your coffee shop?
We closed the coffee shop for 1 month only because we had no customers. Everyone was missing. Everyone was at their houses. They were working from their houses, and most of them they had a vacation. And most of us we got paid from the state.
Oh, really?
Yes, it was a very good thing. After the 1 month, we opened again because we have delivery. Mm-hmm. We have the delivery, so there's no lockdown for coffee shops with delivery here in Greece. And so we were working just me and Eftichia.
So do you have like a minimum spend for that?
Sorry?
Do you have like a minimum spend for coffee?
Minimum spend?
Yeah, like smallest order before you it's worthwhile to deliver the item, otherwise the cost of the petrol and time.
No. If you order from eFood, we call it, the application that you ordering from via internet, there is a minimum. Of course, it's about 2 euros or 160, I don't remember. But if you order by phone, there is no minimum. You can order a bottle of water for 50 cents or something, but we have a delivery on foot, so it's everything near us.
Uh-huh.
We have an update on the coffee shop. We have an electric scooter.
Oh, Xiaomi. Right, really?
Xiaomi, yes. And so we extended their, help me with that word, extended
range.
The
range.
Perimeter
okay.
of our delivery. So this is the good news. Yes. In general, I have no bad taste from the coronavirus situation. Everything was fine except from many people that didn't want to go with the orders. They have most of the people here. They have no discipline. So I saw many people with no masks, no gloves, and they were saying everything is lies. Also, I heard many conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. It wasn't the coronavirus, someone said. The airplanes, I don't remember that word. They have poison in the airplanes, and they're throwing it on us. from the airplanes. This is
Oh, right.
do you know that conspiracy theory?
Chemtrails, yeah.
Maybe.
I used to be really worried about it. It used to depress me when I was in London. I'd look at the skies and I would think they're spending all these billions of pounds to feed me aluminium particles so that I will be under control of some globalist guy on some throne.
It was a very good time for the conspiracy theorists here in Greece. Yes, except for that, everything was fine. We were one of the countries that we are managed to have the minimum casualties, I think.
So if Greece didn't have this discipline, right, but yet
Yeah.
you have such low viruses, how come the UK has quite a decent discipline, but we have 40,000 dead?
Because your prime minister said we will make it. This is difficult to translate. What he said, if we get together, we will make better immune system.
Oh yeah,
Something
herd
like
immunity, yeah.
that. Great idea. Not the right timing. This was the problem with the coronavirus, I think. You have quick spreading of the virus and not too much hospitals to cover the situation, I think. This was the whole thing. The whole thing, it was for that. It's not that deadly virus. I was watching the numbers at the same time. The flu was killing more people, I think, from coronavirus. And also, every day at Africa, they were dying about 20,000 kids, I think. So it's a little bit weird. It was overreacting situation from all of us, I think. No one knew what to do. We have the theories, many theories. Your Prime Minister Donald Trump, he's my best. Donald Trump is my best. What was his words? Chlorine kills coronavirus.
I'm sure it'd kill anything, really.
Yes, and
Kills
we have
coronavirus and you.
and we have many poisoning from chlorine in the United States.
What do
Very
Greeks in
crazy
general
thing.
think of Donald Trump?
Well, sorry.
What do Greek people in general think of Donald Trump?
Most of the Greek people, I think we are always against Americans, not Americans, American presidents,
Policy.
about American policy. Yes, war, killings, police brutality, war, police brutality. This is America for us.
Yeah, I've noticed that the Greek people seem to not like the American policy much.
No, of course not.
But I when I was like when I was a kid, like I remember I think I was like 5 years old or 8 years old, or I think I was five, and
Yeah.
I think I said to my parents, "What are those radar masts up on top of the hills?" And Mum told me, "It's American bases." I'm like,
Yes,
"What are these American? Why do we need
American.
American bases for?"
Because we are strategic point on the map for them.
Yeah.
We are at the Mediterranean Sea. We have many enemies of the Americans around us, so we are at the good point. We are a little village of the United States, I think. Yes. We are Americans, but we don't know it.
As I got older, I thought about it more, and I realized it kind of benefits Greece to have these bases because I assume the American tax money is paying for the wages of these soldiers, and the soldiers are spending the money in the economy, giving you more income, more tax revenue, right? Protection as well.
Protection? What do you mean protection like the war in Yugoslavia and the bombs that were dropping there? They have uranium. I don't know the translation of the word. Απεπλουτισμένο ουράνιο.
Yeah, my history is
It's
pretty. I need to read up my history, what happened in Yugoslavia.
what was sorry.
I need to read up on my history with that time period.
Ah,
I do
all
remember when I was a
right.
kid, airplanes flying, like jet planes flying around in my head, and I could remember the loud noises, but not old enough to understand what was going on. But I remember there was like it was a scary time in Greece.
Yes.
But wouldn't you say
This
that overall the American bases contribute to the tax revenues of Greece and the economy?
I don't know. I really don't know. We are considered to be a poor country in general, so probably the money from the taxes of the Americans are going to the rich people of Greece, because we have holes in on the road. The sidewalks are no sidewalks works. So the taxes from the Americans, I don't know where they are going, but for sure they are not going to this country, I think.
But yeah, they'll be buying food, they'll be buying things from factories, so I think they'll still stimulate part of a larger economy, I believe, because their
Yes.
GDP per capita will be higher than the average Greek.
Of
So.
course they are spending money here, of course, but not everywhere. There is an American base right now, I think. We don't have any more many American bases here in Greece. We have a few, but they are spending money around the base, you know, around their houses. So it's not in general spending everywhere in Greece. So I don't know. I really don't know what they are doing here.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, you've got Turkey next by. Tensions are pretty high right now, so can't be bad to have a few Americans around. I think if the Greece didn't have any American bases, then Turkey might be a bit more bold, perhaps.
I was reading about what will happen if we go to war with Turkey.
Yeah.
Right now, they have the manpower, but we have the spirit first. They have flat Earth. Not flat earthers, I don't mean. I mean, we have mountains, but they have, you know. So when they invade Greece, they will find mountains. And at the mountains, we are very good. So many. I was reading some blogs on the internet with people talking about the strategy and stuff about a war like that, and they were saying, but that neither side wants to go to war. Turkey also, they have another war on their south, and they don't have the money to do war. We don't have the money to do war. So there will be no war. Just Turkey people. The other favorite person of mine, Mr. Tayyip Erdogan, the crazy one. You know, he's just shouting all the time. Greece is mine. He won't. He believes. They believe. They all believe that Ottoman Empire still exists. So Greece is Turkey. It's not Greece.
So Greece apparently is going to open up for British tourists and tourists in general soon, I believe.
Hopefully, this is our main industry. Tourism is our industry. So if we don't have tourists, no, the second financial crisis is coming. We have a lot of cancellations.
Yeah.
Cancellation is the right word, yes. Many of the British people, I was talking with my cousin, and he's doing Tai Chi,
That's nice.
stuff like that for mostly British people.
Yeah.
And he has for June cancellations only, and for July postponed for September. So we have many of that things. Economically, we are not going well right now, as a country. Yeah, we're losing money right now. I don't know what will happen at
What
September.
percentage of the GDP increases from tourism?
Sorry?
I'm just looking at the GDP percentage from tourism in
Ah,
Greece.
I don't know that
20%
numbers,
apparently
sorry.
from 19. Yeah, 20%. That's a big number.
Yes.
Yeah. 2018 it was 22%. That's crazy. And Greece was probably was struggling. Well, maybe it was kind of recovering before the virus hit, but I guess you guys are just going into more and more debt.
Yeah.
So how is the mood been among in the street with people that are being, I mean, people in England kind of finding that everyone in the UK is really hating the lockdown right now.
Sorry. I didn't understand the
How
question.
are Greece people doing mentally with the lockdown?
Mentally, you said mentally?
Yeah.
Some of them they didn't like it at all. There was a rise of the domesticated violence. Am I using the right
Yeah,
words?
that's correct.
Yeah. We have many cases of crazy people beating each other at the lockdown, but nothing special, no killings or stuff or brutal violence, just violence, normal everyday violence. Also, I have a funny situation. The first day of the unlockdown, there was a party near my house, and there was a person. That he was literally screaming very loud. I was hearing something like that. He was partying. Yes, it was very funny. It was about midnight, I think, and I was hearing him. Whoa, he's partying. Yes, he did. Probably he didn't like the lockdown, I
So they had that
think.
unlockdown.
Yes.
Not in the UK we call this easing of restrictions. Yeah,
Ah.
but unlockdown sounds better, like undead or
Yes.
something.
And look down.
So if people are wondering why my sound sounds different, I'm actually in the car in a field in Scotland, and I have got some cows in a field next to me. Just shaking up the location a little bit, but it's a nice nice surroundings here.
No. Yeah, I miss the you right now. Are you in England?
No, Scotland.
Ah, Scotland. So it's the same. I forgot right now the word that I wanted to use. The green, the nature. I miss the nature of England in
Yeah,
general.
it's nice.
Green, yes.
So in Greece, I think for visitors from the UK, we're going to have a 1 week quarantine.
Yes, this is very weird. Yeah, tell me about it.
But apparently other countries they're not got that lockdown, that like quarantine. I'm not sure though. Because the
So, let me understand. When you come to Greece to spend 1 week, you have to come for 2 weeks. So 1 week quarantine and then 1 week vacation.
Yeah, apparently that's what's going to happen for the UK people. But I
And
don't want to be spending 70 € a night on a hotel just to sit in the hotel. So maybe there's a special hotel for quarantine guests that the government are subsidizing.
this is crazy, I think. Quarantine. This is very crazy.
You haven't heard about this?
At least they are. Do they put you to in quarantine near a sea or something, a pool, or something to make it
Oh,
look easier?
I've just seen something. Travel updates. Britons can avoid quarantine by flying from clean. And then there's just a.
Oh,
Exemption
nice.
required from those travelling from specific airports, including London's South End and Edinburgh. What's the difference between those airports and other airports, really? Britons will be able to
I
holiday to
don't
Greece
know.
without quarantine from certain UK airports. So I have to fly to that airport first, then I have to fly to Greece. That doesn't make any sense, man.
Yes, we have many things that they don't make any sense.
Because literally, I'm in London, I
This
could just go somewhere that's the clean airport and fly from there. I mean, that's more traveling.
more traveling, more dangerous, I think. More traveling is more dangerous right now, right? It's crazy, yes, it's crazy.
Oh, no, it's the European Union Aviation Safety Agency has placed 13 airports on its list of high-risk airport hubs. However, regional airports including Belfast, Aberdeen, Southampton, Cardiff, Southend, Edinburgh, and Bristol have been omitted.
Why do they don't make you an exam or something, or
Because that's very
give you
expensive.
masks?
That's very expensive to do
What?
that. They do it in
Ah,
Austria, but
yeah,
it's
I heard.
180 euros per person to avoid 2 week quarantine. But the
Wow.
Greece don't will just that'll just kill tourism, really, if it did do that.
I think in Greece it's about 300 euros to do the examination for coronavirus.
That's like a month's salary after taxes in Greece.
No, it's half a month salary.
Okay, what's the monthly salary
About
right
half.
now on average in Greece?
It's about 600 euros
And
for a simple employee.
after tax?
After tax, which one? Tax. Which tax? We are paying a lot of taxes.
I would assume that 600 would be untaxed.
Sorry, it's supposed to be untaxed, the 600 euros untaxed, but if you have power supply in your home, you also got to pay a tax about the national television.
What if you don't want the national television?
Sorry?
What if you don't want national television?
You're paying a tax. There's the cow. I heard the cow.
Oh, great. Let me open the door wider. Woo!
Ah. She's answering to you. Everything we are doing, we are paying a tax. There's a tax in everything we are paying in Greece. There's a 24% tax for coffee. There is a 13% tax for food. Take away food because I'm not sure about that. If you go to a restaurant, you're paying 24% tax. And I don't remember all the taxes. Also, for the water, when you pay for the water at your home, you also pay an extra tax that depends from the size of your home. This is the same also for the power supply. You're paying an extra tax for the size of your house. What else? No, we have many taxes. Everything has a tax, I think.
So where does Athens get all its water from? Because when I was there, I've probably counted in one hand the amount of times I've seen it rain.
Sorry?
Where does Athens get its water from?
Water? From Marathona, near Makri. We have a lake. I'm not sure it's natural lake or. Oh, it's not a natural lake. Huh? Hello, ma! Ma! Nice cow.
That's a big cow.
Yes.
So is it like you have like an underground reservoir or something, or is it like something the lake fills up?
Oh, a lake, a big lake, and for about 2 decades, decades, we are taking extra water from a river a little far from Athens. This is our water, and also our water in Athens considered to be one of the clearest waters in Europe. We have very good water here in Athens.
Really?
Yes.
Can't actually remember if
Also
I.
something ασχετο πλέμε here in Greece. What's the difference between Greek cows and British cows?
Don't know.
Greek cows afraid of human, but your cows they don't they coming to humans
Yeah, I
because
mean.
we have, except for police brutality, we have animal brutality here in Greece.
Yeah.
Nice cow. This is one of the first things I noticed when we came there when we came to England, when we were working at the farm, at the blueberry farm. The animals, the pigs and the cows, they were coming at us. They were wanting, of course, food, but they were not afraid of us. This was weird.
Yeah.
I'm
This.
used to all the animals running away from me, not coming to me.
I'm going to use that as a show art. These cows.
This is Satan. This is one of the many faces of Satan, you know?
Okay, so changing topics now. Dimitris, what are you saying there?
I believe. Wait. This one of the many faces of Satan, and this is another face of Satan.
So for the people that are, well, we don't have any video. Dimitri is holding up a phone with a black screen. There wasn't anything on the phone.
Sorry. There is now.
What's that?
But it's my mobile phone. I mean that there's many applications on the smartphones and Apple iPhones that they are checking you all the time, or where you are, what you're saying. I've tested. I was saying specific words, and suddenly I had advertisements for that specific things. So they are watching us. This is the Big Brother, George Orwell's Big Brother. Have you read the book?
I've almost finished half of the audiobook.
Do you remember the part that they were saying there was a camera everywhere
Yeah.
that they're watching? This is it. This
Yeah,
is it
I got about
exactly.
halfway through the book and I got a bit bored because the first three chapters were interesting, and then I got a bit bored after a while.
I remember that it is a slow book. I call them slow
Yeah.
because there you're getting bored of reading it. Yes. And also I want to mention the other face of Satan. This is it. We are all
You're holding up
spending
a
our lives
50 euro note there.
we are all spending our lives to make money, and suddenly we die for money.
Well, are you old enough that you have enough money that you want, but then you can't enjoy the money because you're so old?
Exactly. This is the new world slavery for me. We are just slaves for money.
It's always been like that, though. I mean, since money's been invented.
But in ancient years, there were slaves for no money, but now we are slaves for money. We are slaves about we are getting ourselves to slavery.
We don't have a
You
choice, though,
understand
because
what I mean?
we want to live in a nice place. We have to pay rent, we have to pay for fuel, for
Oh,
cars. So what?
for mobile phones, for the new iPhone, for the new, I don't know, for new laptop, for new computer, for new television, for new everything, for new car, for wow. Everything. We are spenders. We are just spending, and this is the trick. We are spending. We want more money, so we are working more, and we have less hours to spend with the stuff that we bought.
Yeah. This is not really the answer. I don't know, it's not an easy answer because, like, we need to put a lot of effort down because the economy's so fragile now that those that we, that work less hard, we don't know if the social state is going to be able to be there for us. I mean, in the UK, there's an aging population, and I don't, you'd think that life would become easier as technology advanced and less stressful because things would be easier, but life now does seem more stressful for people than it was,
Yes.
like 30 years ago.
Yes, exactly. They are all almost crazy right now. I'm driving here in Athens, and all the drivers are ready to have a fight with you.
Yeah.
They are all stressed up. They are all running, all making sphenes, we call it. They're passing you between the two lanes. They're doing that stuff. I don't know if you have a name for it. Dangerous driving.
So when you say drivers, do you
Because
mean professional drivers or just the average Joe?
all drivers,
Yeah.
professionals and normal driver, everyone is on a rush. Everyone is running for something. Everyone is stressed up, and everyone forgetting to live their lives. No one is living his life right now, I
When you
think.
say living, what do you mean by living? Not living.
Living by all means, I mean enjoying life, standing still for a few moments and watching the trees, hearing the birds, enjoying a glass of water, a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, enjoying in general. We forgot all that kind of stuff and we are just running. Because we have to get more money to buy stuff. And the round goes and goes and goes.
Would you like to live in a state-supported income? Like, what do you call it? Was it mandatory? No,
Alive.
you're helping me with my vocabulary now.
No,
There's a word for it.
I
Universal
didn't
income.
like it.
Universal income. Would you like to live and not have to work?
I want to be creative and make money for it, from it, sorry. But this is right now only a dream, I think.
Do you enjoy your business?
Most of the time, yes, because we have many customers that we have. What is the word?
Good relationships.
We have good relation with many customers,
Yeah.
yes. And most of them, they are happy when they seeing me with their cup of coffee.
Yeah.
They're very happy
Yeah.
because, oh, my coffee. Nice. Also, I'm always smiling. They're seeing a smiling person, and this is something good. This is what we're doing.
Yeah, I've not been to Greece
We're
since you started that. I'm looking forward to the one day I'll arrive in Dimitri's coffee shop and say, "May I have a coffee?" And Dimitri will serve it to me, smiling.
Probably FTH will serve you,
Take
and I will be
the money.
delivering coffees around. I'm mostly delivering right now because I forgot to mention that right now we have less employers on our coffee shop. We didn't fire them, but there is a law for coronavirus situation that they are staying home and they get paid from the state.
Yeah.
Not working, and I think I mentioned that before. So we are only three persons right now at the coffee shop FTH, me and one employee.
Yeah. Well, basically,
So
what everybody's doing is borrowing from the future because that money will have to come back from people via taxes eventually, or social care services will suffer. So.
yeah, this is the trick
But
right now.
the Greeks, they just want to stay on that. Sit at home, take the money, I guess. People will be quite reluctant.
Yes, of course. They like it. All they like it. But I'm seeing it coming back to us. Of course, we will have more taxes after September. I think it will be chaos of taxes, more taxes, more taxes. What? You're breathing. You got to pay taxes for the air you breathe.
I think
Yes,
Greece
I
will do
think
very well this year with tourism in relation to other countries because Spain, Italy, people I don't think want to travel there. Even though the Britain have had worse death rate, the first bad news that we saw was coming from Italy and Spain. So I think in the British eyes, we're probably worried about that country. But Greece is like, everybody looks at Greece right now and think it's a safe place to go.
Yeah, it's a safe place, of course. Hopefully, we'll have many tourists. I hope that. Because, I don't know. Hopefully, we'll have many tourists this year. But we will see. I don't know yet.
How is the European
Sorry?
Union helping you with the migration crisis that's been going on since the last?
We forgot about the migration crisis. I don't know. I don't have all the details about that subject, but I will tell you my opinion. My opinion is that right now we are. I almost said a bad word. We are the bottom of the European Union. I feel that way because they have us right now to to control the situation, the Germans told to the Turkey that okay, bring them to us, but the European Union told us don't allow them to pass. So there's an awful situation for the people, for the migrants. And right now we have too many of them already, not the new ones, older. We are something, right now we are something like London, that you can see one British man and many from other countries, if you know what I mean. Can you understand
Well,
what I'm meaning?
in London, the English or natural citizen is in the minority now,
Yeah.
and I think it's particularly to do with the finances, because a lot of the people, they just are having to leave London because the property prices, their children are getting hit with in inheritance tax on their houses, and it's
Yeah.
wealthy foreigners that are coming in replacing us. But in your case, people are coming, migrating through Greece, but then the borders are closed. So the other countries are not letting the migrants go by, like, so you basically, they're stuck in Greece, right?
Yeah.
That's basically what's happened.
We have like concentration camps, something like that.
Yeah, I
This
heard
is a bad
they were
word.
building these camps now that the migrants are going to be stuck inside, that they can't go out. What's happening there?
Yeah. This is a concentration camp without Hitler. But they are in a concentration camp. They are not free.
Yeah.
I do not want to feel like them. Leaving my country because we have war and going to another country to go into a prison and stuff, or something like that. Very weird.
Yeah, I saw this video where they were interviewing these migrants, and this young guy, I can't remember what country he was from, he was basically saying, yeah, it's really hard here, we're homeless, and it's, we don't get on well with the locals, but at least we can walk to the beach. But he says if they're going to be stuck in this camp, I won't say concentration camp, I'll just say camp with walls
Yeah.
around it, then he, I don't know, can't imagine it's going to happen in places. What are they going to do with all these people eventually?
I don't know what will happen. Probably or they will go to another European countries. This is what they want. Or after many years, we will free them here in Greece. And some of them will stay, and many of them will go to another country. So I really don't know what will happen. This is very weird. We also don't have many pyrophoria, I don't remember this word. Information. We don't have right now on the news, there's the George Floyd stuff and coronavirus stuff, but no migrant stuff.
Yeah, we haven't heard about that in a long time. The mainstream
Exactly.
media.
Do you remember the video that I sent to you with
The
the
police.
cops, the policemen acting like hooligans?
What were they doing?
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
They were trying to make a concentration camp at Chios Island, and the locals didn't want it. So they sent the, I don't say policemen, I will say cops, because they are cops. I'm using it as a bad word right now. Cops are bad. And they went there and started to beat up the locals. And of course, the locals reacted. They went to the hotel room, at the hotel rooms that the policemen were sleeping, and they beat them up. And after that, policemen started to act like hooligans. This is the story.
So what's the purpose of these camps? Are they basically detention centers for processing them? What's the end game here?
The end game, I think, I really don't know. Torturing people.
I just don't
Concentrated
I wouldn't
somewhere,
believe it could
so.
happen in a European country.
So
I can't believe that would happen in a
sorry,
European.
sorry.
I can't believe that would happen in a European country in 2020.
Yeah, but I think we are moving backwards to the medieval years. This is the new medieval age. Lots of violence everywhere. Lots of nonsense. I don't know. I don't believe they have a plan for them. They just don't want them around. So they're sent again to the concentration camps, and no one knows what will happen. I don't. I really do. I really feel like a real Greek person. An ancient Greek, and I believe to Zeus. So we have Xenios Dias. So we believe at hospitality in general. I have no problem with migrants. I have a problem because I have a problem with a part of the migrants that they are coming out of jails. They are criminals and they are coming here and they're continuing their criminal acts here. I don't want them here, but I went to the center of Athens and I saw mini markets from people from other countries, and I saw fruits and vegetables from other countries, and this is good. This is exchanging civilization, food, culture, this is very good. I love it. I have there are taxes that I'm paying for them. This is a problem, but it got nothing to do with them. This is a European Union's problem. It's not our problems, but we are paying for these problems. In general, I like multicultural. I like to live in a multicultural country. It's very good.
Interesting. So, Dimitris, tell me why you like to live in a multicultural society.
I was thinking about this question before some minutes, and I wanted to say this to you. We have the illusion that we have a race, a country, and in the country lives the specific race and stuff. But if you see in the history, you will find out that we were always multicultural. Oh, I forgot the word again.
Society.
Multicultural, what?
Society.
Society, yes, exactly. I forgot society. If you see, for example, in ancient Greece, there never was only one race, it was many races. It was always changing. Merchants, wars, war, and that kind of stuff. And also travelers, adventurers, explorers, all kind of stuff of people. And of course, food, spices.
Yeah,
So,
the
if
Greek.
you collect all these things, you'll see that we were always multicultural.
Greece seems to be an influenced a lot by Lebanese culture and Arabic music.
They have similarities.
Lebanese food, yeah.
Do they have similarities? Ah,
Turkish
nice.
and Lebanese food as well.
Turkeys, don't talk to me about turkeys. I have a disagreement with what Turkey means. They are conquerors. Does it sound right?
Conquerors.
Conquerors. All right. So they have their civilization and all the civilizations that they conquered. This is what happened. This is what I believe that happened. I want to mention about do you know that Greek people and ancient Greek people and Celts, they had a relationship.
No.
Yes, they do. We have villages with Celtic. I know a specific one village with Celtic name. It's Dorvitsa.
Huh.
And they have they had Celts there because of the exchange of population. Because at the places that the Celts lived, they had bronze. So we have a merchant with them because we wanted the bronze, and the merchant brought population.
You think that when you say Turkey conqueror, also Greece was also conquering a lot of countries as
Of
well?
course, of course, Alexander the Great was just another. One of my favorite person because he was crazy also. Adolf Hitler, Alexander the Great, Donald Trump, Tayyip Erdogan, all those people. I love them.
You love them or you loathe them?
Love them. They're crazy. I love
Love
crazy
or
people.
love or loathe? Loathe.
Loathe, no. Loathe is, I don't remember that word. Loathe.
Hate.
Fear and loathing in Las Vegas, right? Loathe. That kind, LOATH, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Love. I love. Love. Love.
When you're talking about people, you have to make sure that people either people will think you hate them or love them. And your speech could be misinterpreted by the people listening.
I don't want to hit them. This is what they are doing. They are hitting, hurting, killing people. I don't believe this is the right tool for the job.
So, multiculturally, Greece seems to have absorbed a lot of the music styles from Middle Eastern cultures.
Yes, we have. Also, ancient Greek music mixed up with all that kind of stuff. Yes, we have it. Also, now we have American music. We have Greek hip hop, Greek rap. That's nice.
I remember going out with, I think it was your brother, and we went to a burger bar in Athens,
Yeah.
and there was like normal American burgers, normal American beers there, and I was saying to him like, why do people like this stuff if it's Greek food, you know, like, and then he said because it's different and people like that kind of thing, but I must admit
Yeah.
I much prefer Greek food to American food.
We have Greek food every day, so sometimes or many times it's good to have something else. I like sushi and Indian food, but I also like a very good burger. Yeah. Or pizza. We like. This is multiculturalism also. Exchanging of foods. La 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 la. Da 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 da.
So, So when you're saying you're like the multiculturalism, are you saying that the biggest benefit you've seen is in terms of the food because you're a chef?
Yes, but I also it's the same for music. I love the diversity of music. I like to hear different kind of music. I like tribal music. Oh, a mosquito.
Potato. You still
I
make
don't like mosquitoes.
I hate mosquitoes so much.
Sorry?
I hate them. I loathe
Yeah.
them. You still make music?
yes, or trying to, because of the lack of time. Right now I'm trying to set up my home studio so I can play music.
What do you think of Greek nationalism?
National, you mean the let me see if I get it correct. You mean the right
Yeah.
the right side? Yes. Narrow-minded people, just that. They don't see out of the box. They say, ah, do you know that new neo-Nazi Michaloliakos, president of the Golden Dawn
Is that still going,
here in
that
Greece?
organization? Chrissi Avgi?
That's Chrissi Avgis, yes, Chrissi Avgi, Michaloliakos.
Is it still going, that organization? I
Yes.
thought that was the people who were arrested.
No. They were arrested, but they are not in jail somehow. I don't know. They killed the person, but they're free. It's okay. He, the Michaliakos, the president of Chrysi Avgi, looks more than a Turkish person than a Greek person, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
He looks Turkish. Also, he's there's another person in Chrysi Avgi that looks like an Egyptian, not Greek. So, what about it? Let's find out what is going on there and then talk about other nationalism. What is nationalism?
It's basically you're saying my nation above everybody else, to hell with everybody else.
Deutschland über alles.
How is that even still a song? Like the same anthem they used when Hitler was there, they're still singing it.
Yes, they do. We are not above others. Especially for Greece, I don't believe that we should feel like that because we should be ashamed of ourselves. We got nothing to do with ancient Greeks. We are the Gadans of ancient Greece. I was reading about Greek ancient Greek technology. We had technology, now we are just a US village. For this is what we are. We are eating burger. We are listening to rap music. We love Americans. So we are US villains.
I remember when you were in that
No.
band and you were taking me in the car and you had certain patches for the car to stop the car falling apart. And then I remember you saying you had long hair. You goes, Nikos, I am a creature of the night.
I'm a creature of the night. Oh, I was obsessed with that stuff. Creature of the night. No, I now I'm a creature of the day. Sun is the father, night is for sleeping.
What did you mean, I am a creature of the night?
Literally, I was living in the night. I was working night. I was going out night, and I was sleeping day, sleeping during the day.
So you're making a living from the music.
No, for cooking. From
Ah.
cooking, yes. I was working for 5 afternoon to 1 o'clock in the night, and after that it was just partying, going out to bars for I don't remember for many for how many years. This was the life of a heavy metal cook.
So you spent a few months in England working. Can you contrast the English people with the Greek people?
The countryside British people with the Greek people in general, I prefer the countryside British people that they don't know you and they say good morning. They're coming at you in the pub and they're talking to you. Excellent beer. Excellent beer. And clean city everywhere green. As I told you, the animals were not afraid of people. It was a very good experience. It was a very, very, very good experience. I like this place. I want to go again to King's Lynn. This was the name of the
I think
village.
a lot of people would do a lot better financially if, in Greece, if they actually moved to England or Scotland and worked. But it's very people are very, they don't like leaving Greece. Greeks.
Yes, I don't like living in Greece. I'm here just for mostly for the sun.
No, I meant they say they don't like leaving Greece because it's hard for them to adapt outside of their family, friends and stuff.
Yes, this is a very hard part of for leaving Greece, but okay, if you work in England, you have money to come travel in Greece and see your family and friends. Or many times friends and family, they're coming to England because their air tickets are not that expensive. You can go to England twice a year. If you especially if you have somewhere to stay. The most expensive part, I think, is the staying thing in England.
Yeah. I guess now that Britain's not very attractive to Greek people because of the Brexit.
I don't know when about that. I'm waiting to see things evolve, happen. Because okay, I believe. This is a thing. I have a theory. When we got into the European Union, European Union told us what to grow on our in our field on our fields. You have tomatoes. Take out tomatoes. Put that kind of stuff. So we, the European Union. Absorb your products. And suddenly, what happens is that we have a very good. This is still happening. We have the best olive oil in on earth, right? First the Greek, after the Italian, and then the Hispanic, the olive oil from Spain. I hear sounds. Right now, with the European Union, they are trying to make two main big factories for olive oil in Greece. So they have cheap Greek olive oil. This means that our special product will lose price.
Shocking,
I don't
huh?
know. Yeah, this is what happened. They tried also to take the feta cheese. You know, it's pop. I don't know what how pop translate. This is when protected name of product, something like that. We almost lose the feta cheese name. So it was a thing. Yes, it happened. So we were working at a blueberry farm in Fairgreen, in King's Lynn, and the problem that they had in that farm is that they were making a good quality blueberry, and suddenly all the markets, especially Tesco, they had blueberries from Poland. This is what I'm looking every day in the supermarket here in Greece now. There is good quality mushrooms, the common white mushrooms, you know them, the champignons, for 1.80 euro, 1 euro and 80 cents, and we also have Polish mushrooms for 1 euro.
Yeah, I remember you saying something similar last podcast. Still going
Yeah,
on, I guess, then.
this is so. I believe that hopefully I will be right. I believe that Brexit is a good thing for you, for your economy. You have a big industry, you have anything you want, you don't need European Union.
Oh, hope you're right.
European Union is another way of Germany making the Third World War with no weapons. It's an economic war. Those Germans again.
And they still own the road from Athens to the airport. We'll be paying taxes for the next 20 years, I guess.
Yes, we are paying many taxes to the Germans, not for the airport, also for Attikiodo. Yes, and also for what else? The metro in Athens.
I wonder how much profit Greek Germany will make from these projects.
Humongous. Profit. They are stealing us, I think. They are paid. We paid for those, for the airport, for the metro, and all that stuff. And we are still paying taxes.
It's
We
like
paid
a third world country.
all. Sorry?
It's like a third world country just paying the interest on these loans.
Yes, exactly. Yes, we are second. It's the third world countries. We are the second world countries, and Germany is the first world, first class country.
Okay, Dimitris, on that note, I think we'll finish part two. And because we're having a lot of
Okay.
internet, we're having a lot of audio problems here, so. But anything you want to share with our audience before we wrap it up?
Yeah, the Germans create and love, just simple things, just do this. I hope for everyone to be creative and love and be loved. This is what we need only.
That's beautiful. Beautiful words to depart for this show. Okay, Dimitris, thank you for your time. And
Thank you
hopefully I'll be
for
able to
having me
sample the coffee
at your show.
from your coffee shop soon.
Yeah.
Okay, see you, buddy.
Okay, I'm waiting.
Right, thank you, my
See ya.
listener and everybody. Thank you for joining us on me and Dimitris on this Infant Scaffold episode. with reality in Greece. Until next time, see y'all.